Runaway bear market blows past everything meant to slow it down. History on past market cycles shows more pain may be ahead. Unwavering profit projections, benign chart patterns, big hedges in the options market, all the things that bulls expected to put a brake on the worst equity sell-off in 30 months have just summarily failed. Savage Sven Henrik tweets that it must be time for a Fed emergency board meeting, with a screenshot showing a closed board meeting has been scheduled for 11:30 a.m. Monday on October 3rd. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Every Sunday, we explore the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets, as well as the ever-changing macroeconomic environment of the world at large. This video is sponsored by Unstoppable Domains, and more on them in a bit. Awesome, let's hit Crypto This Week. Dollar gains on euro after inflation data as sterling falls. Sterling fell against the dollar after three sessions of gains, followed wild declines on concerns about Britain's plan to slash taxes and pay for it with more borrowing. After hitting a record low on Monday, the pound was on track for a weekly gain after the Bank of England bought British government bonds, known as gilt, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So the UK has resorted back to a fate it seems like the US will eventually have to capitulate to at some point to keep things temporarily afloat, which is money printing. And as the sterling falls against the US dollar this week, surging Bitcoin sterling trading volume points to hedging demand for crypto? Or does it? There's a debate whether rising Bitcoin to pound trading volume represents hedging demand for the cryptocurrency or speculative interest. The Bitcoin British pound pair listed on major cryptocurrency exchanges, including Bitstamp and Bitfinex, is more active than ever. Analysts, however, are divided on whether the surge stems from investors switching to the largest cryptocurrency by market value to protect against the sterling slide, or from traders looking to profit from the volatility. An explosion in Bitcoin trading against the pound underlines the potential of the biggest cryptocurrency to benefit from an apparent fragility in fiat currencies, analysts at Bitfinex said in an email. Some observers, however, say trading volume, the total number of units or contracts exchanged between buyers and sellers, is an unreliable indicator of investor positioning. For every buyer, there is a seller. And so it's equally possible to argue that investors sold Bitcoin as the pound took a hit. So more likely, when you look at the Bitcoin to pound trading volume compared to the entire crypto markets at large, we are seeing traders taking advantage of an arbitrage opportunity. That's just my random wild guess though. So UK crypto fan members, please let us know after this week's events if you'd rather be holding Bitcoin or your fiat in the short and long term in the comments below. Cool. As this brutal bear market rages into October and the start of Q4, crypto ETF outflows drop 97% as Get Me Out rush eases. The money flowing out of crypto-related funds in the third quarter has slowed down, a sign that many bearish investors may have already piled out of the risky asset class. So does this mean all of the crypto tourists and paper hands have been shaken out, and all that's left are diamond hands and real crypto fan members? It's very likely. However, I'm still sticking behind my random wild guess that we haven't seen the bottom yet, and a wild ride awaits us in the short term. Let me know what y'all's random wild guesses are as it relates to if the bottom has been reached or if the worst is yet to come in the comments below. Either way, there are silver linings emerging as certain lawmakers understand the vast implications of blockchain and cryptocurrency technology as it relates to the US remaining a top global power. US Senator Bill seeks to cushion crypto exchanges from SEC enforcement actions. The Digital Trading Clarity Act of 2022, introduced by Senator Hagerty, aims to provide regulatory clarity around two primary concerns plaguing crypto exchange establishments. One, the classification of digital assets, and two, related liabilities under existing security laws. He says, "The current lack of regulatory clarity for digital assets presents entrepreneurs and businesses with a choice: navigate the significant regulatory ambiguity in the US or move overseas to markets with clear digital asset regulations." The aforementioned regulatory uncertainty, according to Senator Hagerty, discourages investments in the crypto spaces and hampers job creation opportunities in the US. As a result, the blockade jeopardizes the United States' leadership in this transformational technology at such a crucial time. Bullish in that this would protect the crypto markets from the catastrophe of the SEC deeming most cryptocurrencies as securities. However, bearish in the larger underlying plan of the US government trying to roll out a potentially oppressive global CBDC, or central bank digital currency. Oppressive in the sense that taxes, bills, court costs, parking tickets, child support, alimony, fees, or anything you owe automatically gets taken from your paycheck before it hit your bank account. And also potentially oppressive in the sense that the government can control what you spend your money on by restricting when and where your money is accepted. Bearish. At any rate, leaps and bounds and technological developments are becoming impossible to ignore. Just this week, Tesla shows the latest robot prototype with opposable thumbs. Elon Musk showed off a prototype humanoid robot walking and waving its hand, seeking to demonstrate Tesla Inc.'s advantages in artificial intelligence. At the electric automaker's AI Day late Friday, Musk also showed a video of the robot picking up boxes and moving through a rendered office building to water plants. And just imagine our AI-driven robots watering a living plant that controls a machete through an industrial robot arm. David Bowen's installation, Plant Machete, enables a living plant to move a machete through an industrial robot's bionic-like arm. The installation implements a control system that measures electrical noises found in the living philodendron. This system uses an open-source microcontroller connected to the plant, which reads varying resistance signals across its leaves. The plant acts as the brain of the robot. And just look at that thing, a modern marvel. More potentially applicable to furthering blockchain technology development this week, using deep learning, researchers compressed a daunting quantum physics problem into 4 equations that until now required 100,000 equations. So this same type of tech and approach can potentially solve more complex problems and likely help developers tackle blockchain scaling issues in the future. Bullish. One more interesting tech development story from the week. Actor Bruce Willis becomes first celebrity to sell rights to deepfake firm. Deepfake technology allows for the use of a person's likeness to be superimposed over another individual. Through the use of machine learning and AI, it's possible to create a visual and audio twin of someone in videos. Though the ability to recreate someone so nearly flawlessly does raise a few ethical questions, the technology has already been utilized within the Star Wars universe with Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, as well as The Mandalorian Season 2. In 2021, Willis gave permission to Deepcake in order to appear in a commercial allowing his face to be digitally transplanted onto another performer. Now the actor has officially sold the rights to his likeness to be essentially hired by Deepcake for future productions. Wow. Imagine being famous and receiving royalty payments without having to actually act or be filmed for a video. Imagine not having to look older, younger, super fit, or change your body whatsoever for a role because AI takes care of all the details. Very interesting concept. And as crypto investors, we need to stay mindful of scammers using this tech to deepfake prominent people in the investing and finance space, like Elon Musk or Cathie Wood, and also finance and crypto YouTubers like myself. All scamming activity involves tricking you into sending them or a sketchy website pretending to be an exchange, money or crypto, under the ruse that they are going to invest it to generate profits. Never, ever send your money or crypto to anyone or any platform where guaranteed profits are involved because all of those are 100% scams. Nice. Another sector of tech that continues to gain traction is becoming more bullish by the day. Crypto gaming will bring 100 million people into Web3, says Framework Ventures co-founder. The ongoing crypto winter is the best time to build and invest, according to the San Francisco venture firm Framework Ventures. And progress in blockchain-based gaming is being made. This week, Solana NFT game, Star Atlas, launches playable demo on Epic Games Store. Star Atlas just rolled out its first playable demo, plus its developer release tools to help other studios bring games to Solana. Developer ATMTA also released a toolkit that lets other studios connect Unreal Engine 5-based games to the Solana blockchain. And big institutional players see the trend as BlackRock digs further into crypto with Metaverse ETF. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager with almost $10 trillion in assets under management, is set to launch a new Metaverse ETF to help investors securely monetize on the booming immersive version of the internet. Amazing. Let's wrap things up with a series of bullish news stories from the week. But first, if you haven't secured a domain name for yourself, your brand, your business, a business idea, or similar, time is of the essence. So be sure to check out Unstoppable Domains to get some today. Unlike regular Web 1 and 2 domains, with Web 3 Unstoppable Domains, there are no renewal fees. And what's great is even though these are NFTs that reside on the blockchain, there are also no minting fees or gas fees when you use Unstoppable Domains. In our bear market series, we've been exploring the idea of focusing on building our own personal brands in the crypto space as a way to generate income in the future. Getting an unstoppable domain for your personal brand is an extremely important investment we can make to get started. You can use your NFT domains as a universal username across applications and websites. You can use it as a website URL others can access. You can use it as a payment address for wallets instead of the long, cumbersome public addresses we currently use. Basically, these NFT domains allow us to replace cryptocurrency addresses with human-readable names. So when you send cryptocurrency, all you need to know is the recipient's NFT domain, and you can send Bitcoin or Ethereum or any other cryptocurrency with just one domain, which means we don't have to worry about sending the wrong crypto to the wrong address when using these domains. When you invest in an unstoppable domain, there is just a one-time registration fee, and then you can store the NFT domain in your own crypto wallet, just like any other NFT or cryptocurrency. And only you have complete control over your domain and its unique configurations to meet your needs. So be sure to scroll down to the description area below to access Unstoppable Domain's correct and official site to secure your Web3 domain today before someone or some other business does. Because big tech behemoths are silently embracing crypto and DeFi. Crypto and decentralized finance is not nearly as obscure as many traditional investors will have you believe. On the contrary, DeFi and token technology has been embraced by some of the world's most innovative companies, if not silently. The original obscurity and nerves by some to get involved have dissipated. But if some worries still remain, here's a few behemoths plunging into DeFi whole hog. And the article goes on to list Google's parent company, Alphabet, Goldman Sachs, Samsung, Meta, PayPal, and Wells Fargo. Sweet. And their political pawns that they pay. U.S. Republican lawmakers draft a bill to allow Bitcoin crypto in 401k plans. The bill amends ERISA of 1974 to include digital assets under covered investments, thereby shielding investment managers from liability. Preparing for the potential eventuality of this, Betterment partners with Gemini to offer crypto portfolios. Investment robo-advisor Betterment partnered with crypto exchange Gemini to launch a crypto investing portfolio service for its 730,000 customers. Cool. In some fresh undermining of the US dollar this week, Kazakhstan ready to legalize crypto as Russians flock to the country. A major bank in Kazakhstan has completed its first purchase of crypto for fiat, and the president is ready to approve exchange activities. And also some fresh undermining of global banks and fiat systems at large. Crypto loans are booming in Latin America amid runaway bank rates and inflation. The traditional banking system and economic instability are making it difficult for Latin Americans to get credit, but crypto lending is thriving across the region. And in the other hemisphere, crypto is quietly thriving in sub-Saharan Africa, Chain Analysis report. The report shows strong crypto usage and adoption rates in the region. With highly educated young people and low job prospects, crypto is a way to feed their family, says Convexity founder Adeji Onwenebi. Truly incredible. And I think this quote from an article this week by Chainlink Labs co-founder Sergey Nazarov sums up what is slowly simmering in all of our hearts and minds. At the end of the day, people's faith in mathematics is going to end up being stronger than their faith in institutions and brands and other people, Nazarov conceded. Awesome. Well, that was Crypto This Week with me, Crypto Casey. If you enjoyed the episode, please make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and click the bell notification to stay up to date on all the latest videos. So, what do you think about the wavering value of sterling? Will other countries' fiat currencies suffer the same fate in the future? Can a mathematically based ecosystem become irreversibly established and adopted before a central bank digital currency? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.